Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. South Korea orders entire Boeing 737 fleet inspection. Most of South Korean low-cost airlines have 737 to 800 aircraft in their fleets. The government of South Korea announced that it will conduct nationwide inspections on all Boeing 737 to 800 aircraft following the deadly crash of a Jeju Air passenger jet at Muan International Airport on December 29. Boeing 737 to 800 passenger jets are the planes utilized predominantly by South Korean budget domestic carriers. Presently, Jeju Air possesses a fleet of 39 such aircraft. Tway Air, Jin Air, Eastar Jet, Air Incheon, and Korean Air collectively operate 62 of Boeing 737-800 planes. Acting President of South Korea, Choi Sang-mok, has mandated an urgent safety review of the nation's entire airline operational framework to avert future aircraft incidents. Even before the final results are out, we ask that officials transparently disclose the accident investigation process and promptly inform the bereaved families, Choi said. South Korea's Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport's examination of the national 737-800 fleet follows an incident involving a Jeju Air Boeing 737-800, which, while transporting 181 passengers from Bangkok, made a belly landing, veered off the runway, and subsequently exploded upon colliding with a wall at Muan International Airport, located approximately 180 miles southwest of Seoul. The investigation into the tragedy that resulted in the deaths of 179 out of 181 individuals on board, marking it as the most catastrophic airplane accident in South Korea's history, is ongoing. Initial findings suggest that a malfunction in the landing gear may have been a contributing factor. Two crew members have survived the fiery crash and are currently receiving medical treatment for their injuries. Initial reports indicate that the tragedy resulted from a malfunction of the plane's landing gear, which was triggered by a bird strike. The aircraft made an attempt to land but had to circle again before doing so. Observers noted flames shooting from the jet engine while the plane remained airborne. Aircraft's pilots decided to land the aircraft on its fuselage. However, it could not decelerate sufficiently and collided with a building at the runway's end, leading to an explosion and subsequent fire. According to local media, another Boeing 737-800, operated by Jeju Air, had to return to a South Korean airport shortly after takeoff today because of a recurring problem with its landing gear. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.